This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. To the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there, a special shout-out, and thanks for the job you do. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook. Don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check us out and see all the things you got going there. All right. Joining us right now, the professor of politics from California, none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the Dems are struggling, and I do mean struggling, it's very obvious, to keep the party on the same page, especially when it comes to things like defunding the police. Now, former NYPD commissioner Martin Brown said, money is not the answer to the immediate problem plaguing the police departments. What do you suppose he's talking about?
Well, Captain, I think, you know, as we know that President Biden visited New York City not all that many days ago, and he talked about just that. He talked about money. He said, well, you know, we had money in the American Rescue Plan. I wish they'd spend more of it. And we could go on and on and on, looking from that perspective. And while that perspective and that part of it is very important, what's wrong with what's happening in front of our eyes right now, it's not just about the money. It's about these DAs. It's about prosecuting criminals. It's about keeping them in jail. Don't just let them out a few hours later. I can't tell you how demoralized, for example, the LAPD is right now, because they catch people and then they're right back out on the street. It's just almost, why catch them at this point? And so if you don't have any resolve, if you don't have any teeth in going after criminals, especially habitual criminals, it's not going to make any difference.
And I was told if they catch them with a gun, with a firearm, which up in New York used to put you in jail for a year if you were caught with an unregistered, unlicensed firearm. I was told in California, if they get caught with a gun, they let them go. They take the gun, but they let them go.
Well, right. The whole point is what, especially Gascon, the L.A. County District Attorney, he is facing another recall. I think it's starting to gain some steam. People have just had it. And it's as if, Captain, they just thumb their nose at the will of the people. And not just that, but at the common sense that the people are desperately begging for. And they say, nope, this is, we're not going to do this. I saw an interview the other night with the district attorney's very, very critical of Gascon. Gascon did not accept, or his office did not respond to any, to come on and give the other side this kind of thing. They just don't care. They are running this op, as it were, and they're getting what they want out of it. And, the people be damned. I hate to say that's what they think. I think.
By the way, we had one of our listeners, and it's Mark. Hello, Mark. He's over in Clearwater. He was rocking to Led Zeppelin.
All right. Rock and roll.
Well, if you like that, Mark, wait till the next hour coming up here.
That's right.
We got their trademark coming up. If you like that one, you're going to love what's coming next. Okay. Now, I talked about Joe Rogan, didn't I?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, he's been given a $100 million not payment. That's not what he's getting. He's getting $100 million to develop his brand over there at Spotify. Well, all of a sudden, Rumble comes in and says, we will pay you, Mr. Joe Rogan, $100 million directly, and we'll handle all of the rest of it. But you'll get $100 million. I don't know what he's going to do, but... You know, again, Spotify is not giving him $100 million. There's a misnomer about that. It's $100 million to develop his brand more, but he's not getting all of that.
Well, right, and it's obviously, if somebody gave you an offer like that, it's pretty tempting and certainly is off the charts for what most entertainers might even hope to try to fetch with somebody trying to bring them to their platform. But in this particular case, I think that Rogan is going to – I think you look at this particular deal, this particular offer, but also I think you might look at Spotify because Spotify – for all intents and purposes, has stood by him in this. They're resisting the cancel culture. Rogan did say a lot of very, very bad things, mm-hmm. to say the least. He has apologized for that. I think the listeners are the ones who are going to make that judgment call.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, too. We're going to go to break, and today is Tuesday. Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I can't wait. My palate is just, oh, I can taste that... beef now, I'm telling you, they got some of the best food in the country. Mission Barbecue, check them out. Now, don't forget, too, to check out Relief Factor. If you're in pain or having swelling or inflammation, it's a problem. Go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out, $19.95. You get started on a three-week quick start, and you'll be glad you did, because if you've got pain, if you've got suffering, if you've got swelling, if you've got inflammation like I've got with my left ankle and leg and foot, that happens all too much, unfortunately, then this will take care of it for you. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start. No strings attached, no clubs to join, none of that stuff. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Aaron on the line in Denver, so let's go on over there. Good morning, ma'am.
Hey, what's up? What's up, gents? First of all, Kyle, did you see the 60 Minutes report on the amphibious assault vehicles and the accident rate when it comes to young Americans that volunteer to join the military are getting killed? Did you see that report, Carl?
Unfortunately, Aaron, no, I did not see that report.
I saw it. I saw it.
But I am aware that in some cases, when they're training at least one of these amphibious assault vehicles, I know it sank and killing the Marines aboard.
Nine Marines aboard.
The Marines, basically, they just drowned. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, so what's so sad about the story is that they're dying while they're training.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can understand if you're dying overseas in some war, some hellhole. But to be dying while you're training, and also a young man that was training to be a SEAL or trying to be a SEAL, he died while he was in training. I know being in the military can be dangerous, but you should not be dying in America while you're training for a taxpayer-funded job. I just don't get it. What do you think, Carl?
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Okay. Well, go ahead. You want to answer or you want me to answer it?
You go ahead, Captain.
All right. Mistakes happen. And a lot of times people get promotions that are not qualified to be there. They get temporary promotions. They're supposed to be training people to do something that they may or they may not know how to do themselves. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that for a second. Unfortunately, when that happens, you run the risk of somebody getting hurt or possibly even getting killed. It happened in the fire service. I saw it happen more than once where somebody would get a promotion that didn't deserve it because they had to have this person in that job or that person in this job. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to phrase it that way. And the people were not as qualified as someone else. As a result, people got hurt. People died. It happens every day. Now, can it be stopped? Sure. Stop the nonsense. Promote people and give them jobs when they're in a leadership position because they are qualified to do it. They have the experience to do it. Not just because you got to have an X, a Y, or a Z in a certain position to make the quotas equal, if you get my drift.
Well, certainly, and that's really the only way to prepare to fight and win wars and take care of business, as it were. And also on the flip side, too, you have if there could be some kind of manufacturing issue with a defense contractor who actually built the amphibious assault vehicle and so forth. They have to look at all these different things and be able to try to piece together what happened so it doesn't happen again.
Now, we have a lot of drivers in these open trucks, these 10-wheelers. Some of them are 5 tons, some of them are 10 tons, some of them are, we used to call them deuce and a half, but they're way out of that grade now, that they're rolling them over and people are getting hurt and dying in some of those wrecks because of the terrain that they have to go through. And a lot of times the driver will be going way too fast, hit a rock, hit a tree stump, something, and boom, over they go.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's something else. But again, that's on the training officer. Somebody should have told him, say, hey, man, if you see something in the water and it looks like you're going to hit it, slow down. Don't try to thump into it and make believe that you're, Superman. It's not going to work.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Now, Meta, who's the owner of Facebook and Instagram, right?
Right.
Meta has threatened to shut down Facebook and Instagram in Europe without a deal for the data.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they're talking about the idea if they can't get a new data transfer framework, if that's not adopted, then they say they're not going to be able to rely on the usual contracts that they have and so forth. And then they may have to find alternative means of providing these things or products and services. So it could significantly affect their ability to do business. And, of course, Captain, coming on the heels of all the problems that Meta and Facebook are having of late, and they blamed a lot of that on lack of advertising dollars, it just gets worse, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's the coldest temperature you've ever been in, Kyle?
Oh, well, probably just, very low, close down to zero or so. Yeah.
That's it?
I think so, yeah. I live most of my life in Southern California. So.
Well, if you think it's cold where you live, if you think that's cold, let's lay this one on you. Minus 91 degrees in Alaska 2 days ago. It felt like the temperature was colder than the state's all-time record low, because it wasn't, but that was the all-time record low. And it kind of takes your breath away when you're in weather that's that cold. And the military was on a military base up there where it was 91 below zero.
That is really, that's just off the charts. I think that would just, you'd flash freeze or something like that. That's really cold.
Well, that's where you have to have everything plugged in, the heaters into the engine blocks and this, that, and the other, because everything freezes up. And if you don't have it plugged in, or if you don't have it indoors, if you can do that, then it's just not going to start. No matter what you do, it's not going to start.
Well, no. And, that's a pretty freaky weather, to say the least.
Yeah. Now, the GOP is saying, we want to have a word. We want to have a word in your efforts to Democrats to revive the Iran deal. You're not going to do this without us. We better be involved in this. I don't think the Gems are going to let him in.
Well, no. They seem to be sort of really bent on trying to get the Iran deal going again. Lord only knows why, because it's a horrible deal. It's demonstrably a horrible deal. It is something that if you give Iran, the Iranian regime, an inch, they'll take much more than a mile. They want to spread their influence across the Middle East. The original Iran deal didn't even really take into account conventional aspects of their aggressive capabilities. It goes on and on. And, you know, the Biden administration desperately trying to find something that they can call a win, is just to the detriment of our biggest ally in the Middle East, Israel, other Arab states that are not pro-Iran at this point. In fact, they don't want Iran to expand. It's just crazy all over the place.
Who is Dr. Jha? I hope I'm saying that right. Jha. Is that the way you pronounce that?
I believe so. Yes.
Who is
yes.
he?
He's the dean of Brown University School of Public Health.
Did you see what he said yesterday?
Yeah, I think he said we're getting to the tail end of the Omicron surge.
Yeah. No, isn't that significant?
Yes, very much so. And I know that there had been identified another Omicron variant, some variant off of the Omicron, but we haven't really heard a lot about it, which is a good thing. Hopefully it's just not taking root or taking hold anywhere. Obviously, that's the idea that we're getting to the end of the Omicron surge is probably something some Democrat leaders just don't want to hear. But I'm sure a lot of rank-and-file Democrats across the highways and byways, they love to hear that because they want to get back to normal just like everybody else.
Yeah. And when we come back, folks, the liberal media right now is beginning to start to write about the way that we got out of Afghanistan. And they are starting to write it in such a manner that it shows how disgraceful it was with what we did. Apparently, some of the dark side reporters have been getting enough pressure from people saying, hey, are you aware of what we did in Afghanistan that we never did anywhere else at any point in the country, in any one of our wars, and this, that, and the other? And they're now picking up on it. I'll explain when we come back. But, Kyle, you hold on. And, folks, we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come roaring back with a whole much more stuff to let you know. By the way, it's Tuesday morning, and I'll see you all lunchtime at Mission Barbecue. And don't forget, I'll be there at Village Inn on 4th Street for breakfast.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The diplomatic channels have been busy between Washington and Moscow. President Biden met with his new German counterpart, Olaf Scholz, vowing that the crucial Nord Stream 2, Russia-to-Germany gas pipeline, will be blocked if Russia further invades Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin met with French President Emmanuel Macron for more than 5 hours. Putin says it's the U.S. and its allies, the only ones talking invasion. Russia has been adding military power at the border with Ukraine. The Biden administration says the Kremlin could launch an invasion at any moment. Police in Richland, Washington, looking for a gunman who shot up the inside of a Fred Meyer store. The Associated Press says a white man with a handgun may have fled the scene after the shooting. One person is dead, another is injured. Police are asking residents to avoid the area. The Dow gained a point and a quarter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And a special shout-out tonight to everybody up there in Denver. We appreciate you tuning in and listening to us and you guys and gals going up and down I-76 and across I-70. And even headed up there, listening to us on the skip side of the radio dial on I-80 up there between Cheyenne and Laramie and Elk Mountain. Thanks very much. And we appreciate everybody up in Denver, Colorado tonight, listening up there in a mile high. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And don't forget, you can click on the Radio Listener Specials logo that's right there on the website, the MyPillow.com website. It'll open it up to about 150 items. Every one of those items will be on sale, super sale, I'll call it, because everything is marked down 50%, two-thirds, 67%, or 75%. Some of it is buy one, get one. But the way you do it, you can't do it unless you got a promo code. And all you'll need for a promo code is the word Captain. That's it, Captain. Use that, get in there, save yourself a bunch of money. Now, if you don't want to get your credit card info out on the Internet, you can do that by calling them up on the phone. Their telephone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call. Use the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com and go into the Radio Listener Specials page, and you'll be glad you did. By the way, 60-day return on anything you buy there, and I'll tell you what, a lot of people are very happy these days because of the great prices they're getting. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the liberal media here. Now, it's been more than 5 months since Joe Biden disgracefully abandoned thousands of Americans and tens of thousands of our allies in Afghanistan, right?
That's right.
And while individual journalists have pressed the State Department for answers and updates, their employers have rarely, if ever, reported on the topic. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, of course, yes.
All right. But now the liberal media, one of their outlets, The Atlantic, you heard of The Atlantic magazine?
Oh, yeah.
Finally delivered a devastating report on the Biden catastrophe and the retreat from Afghanistan, and they really sized it up. Now, George Packer was the person who wrote that, and he oddly avoided the topic of abandoning Americans. But he makes clear that the lack of empathy or purpose in Biden's actions, other than indulging his vanity at the expense of American credibility, his chaotic withdrawal, Packer concluded, added moral injury to military failure. But what he didn't tell was the truth about how many Americans we left behind.
Well, right. Well, I guess the question is, how bad do you have to be in order to have the mostly liberal media, traditional liberal media, begin to really criticize you, call you out, or to talk about these real disasters? And I guess the answer to that is, you know, pretty bad. You know, Joe Biden has been pretty bad on all these different accounts. Something else, too, Captain, that could be afoot here is that many in the liberal media, you know, they supported Joe Biden. He was their guy. They wanted him to win. They wanted him to beat Trump, et cetera, et cetera. But now his star is completely falling, and they may be looking to try to stoke the fires that, well, maybe Biden needs to step down. Some, you know, some scenario of that where it's 25th Amendment or he steps down, because I think in many ways, Captain, they want to go back to the drawing board.
Well, Biden is not the only perpetrator of this moral injury. The American media disgraced itself by ignoring Biden's dishonorable abandonment of Americans and our allies alike there in Afghanistan. And will other media now outlets follow the example from Packer and The Atlantic and cover this story? Or do you think they'll continue to carry Biden's water instead?
Well, I think I do think that it's getting harder and harder for the mainstream liberal media to carry the water for Biden because people see what's happening with their own eyes. You know, Captain, just to backtrack a little bit, the leaving behind of Americans and others in Afghanistan is such a big story. It is so very important, and my hope, just like I know your hope is, this is never going to be glossed over. We're not going to forget about that. That is really at the crux of the matter.
We never, ever, ever, never, ever, never leave anyone behind.
Right, and this president did. And that's really a disgraceful thing. You know, you could blame it on the fog of war, the chaos, the all these kinds of things, but everybody understands they had no plan. They had no way of dealing with the ever-changing situation on the ground. That's what we ask our leaders to do. We ask our leaders to go into impossible situations and be able to do things and be able to lead through it. Biden, for all intents and purposes, threw up his hands and said, just fly the last plane out of there, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to deal with this any longer.
And by the way, we're comparing notes in the chat room. They're talking about the temperatures and this, that, and the other. Sondy says it's 15 degrees up here in Wisconsin. That's just a little bit too chilly there, Sondy. I get you. And then Jeff's saying, well, at least he has heated seats. Well, I guess that means he can keep his butt warm.
Right. Well, but you know, too, Captain, I think that, you know, more to your question, I think that the media will try to do what they can for Biden, but they can't make people not see the empty shelves. They can't make people not see the high gas prices or feel it in their wallets or in their kitchen table budget discussions. They can't make people unsee the carjackings and the constant crime waves that are going mm-hmm. through. So they're gonna run into a brick wall here pretty soon.
Are you sitting down holding on to something?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo believes that New York Attorney General Letitia James was politically motivated to remove him from office and says he regrets resigning over the sexual misconduct claims. He's thinking about running for New York Attorney General.
Well, it just gets weirder and weirder.
I'm serious.
Yeah, this is, I mean, that's a non-starter by anybody's estimation, I would think.
We are talking New York. We are talking New York.
Well, that's true. But honestly, I can't imagine that Andrew Cuomo believes that he's somehow viable in all of this. After everything that's gone on, all the information that's come out, you know, he could run, sure, he could go throw his hat in the ring, but every single question is going to be about these particular issues.
I got two words for you.
What's that?
Elliot Spitzer.
Right, right.
Remember what happened to him?
Yeah, what was that? I seem to recall.
Well, he ran for governor, and he got into all this trouble with the women. And then he went back to run for attorney general, and he got his butt handed to him.
Right. Well, yeah, and Andrew Cuomo, of course, is so very high profile. It just doesn't make any sense. I think that, you know, he probably wants it because, you know, I think some of these people they get addicted to the power.
That's
they get
it.
Addicted to the adulation. They think that they can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. If they're different, they're mm-hmm. special. All okay. this kind of stuff.
Okay. Finally, the Biden administration announced plans yesterday to take steps that could boost union membership and collective bargaining rights for federal, public, and private sector employees. Well, God bless him if he thinks he can do that. But the other problem that you have is it's going to cost everybody even more if they get these people to unionize and up go the wages. Just think what that's going to do for the scheme of things.
Well, sure, but it's a great soundbite, right? New, good, union jobs. We're going to make this happen and this kind of thing. You know, they're still out to lunch with what's really affecting people across this country. And so they're going to, you know, sort of rely on these tried and true, old timey sounding things that they think will get them through another news cycle.
Okay. Now we talked a little bit about oil. It looks like as if certain West Texas and let's see, oil out west $92, $93, $94, $95 a barrel right now. Brent crude is 92, almost 93. West Texas crude is 91, almost 92. So it's going to hit their $100 a barrel that they want.
That's right. Well, the champagne is chilling. It's on ice in Tehran, Captain. They're getting ready to pop the champagne corks, I'm sure, if they can get it to $100. And they'll figure they'll be off to the races with that.
Well, they'll be off to the races because it's going to create more havoc on the people that can't afford it. So they better start thinking about that. And the worse it gets, the American people are just chomping at the bit, waiting to vote.
That's right.
Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Trucker Sidewind Bible Report number 2. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love. I'm gonna give you my love. Oh,
want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love.
You've been learning. Baby, I've been learning. Oh, that's a good time, baby, baby. I've been nurtured better. Way, way down inside. Honey, you need a.
Alrighty, that's Led Zeppelin. Whole lot of love. And Kyle, that's my special request.
Yes, exactly right. Well, that comes, of course, that was back in 1969.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Whole lot of love.
Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days. All right, well, let's get you going here. Tell us what's going on out west for the weather.
All right. Well, Captain, we're looking at an excessive heat watch in Southern California. This is going to cover most of Los Angeles County, looks like Orange County as well, also the Inland Empire. That includes Riverside, San Bernardino, and Hemet. Could have temperatures into the low 90s as we go over the next couple of days here. We've had a lot of high pressure, a lot of offshore flow, and those temperatures are really going to spike here over the next couple of days. And that means, of course, medically speaking, some folks are not geared up for that. So hopefully everybody will be able to get their air conditioning on, and the electrical power grid will be just fine. We've got high wind warnings tonight in Cheyenne, Wyoming, also a little bit north going up I-25, west on I-80 towards Laramie and Elk Mountain, also high wind warnings there. We've got some cold temperatures. We've also got possible other winds up in Montana. Maybe sticking around from the big warnings we had over the last 24 hours or so. Other than that, we've got a real quiet nap tonight, Captain Out West, so hopefully safe trucking for all of our friends out in the cabs tonight.
We got two words out of Mark in Clearwater.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, very cool.
I told him to hang on. I thought we were going to have someone's going to blow the roof off the building here. But, you know, it is what it is, and it's fun doing that because we switch things around. And do different things from time to time. So that's what we did there. And that was requested. I had requested to play that stuff a couple days ago, and I didn't get to it. But I did get to it tonight. So let's see here. Well, you know, it's cold in the north. It's just unbelievably cold up to the north. So the winds that are blowing up in North Dakota, up in South Dakota, I-94, I-90, you've got 60-mile-an-hour gusts up around Rapid City. You've got winds gusting right now 40 to 45 miles an hour coming in, honing in on Fargo up in North Dakota. They've moved over that far right now. You've got unsettled weather conditions in the central southern part of Nebraska, the central northern part of Kansas, and then we do have some snow, which is up in the northeast and New England. Maine is pretty much inundated with snow. It'll be anywhere from 1 to 3 inches there. The same thing for New Hampshire. Same thing for the southern part of Vermont. Same thing for most of Massachusetts, west of Springfield, and right over to the Hudson River, it looks like, right through the Berkshires, and then on down along the area right there in the New York-Connecticut line. So be advised of that. Now, we have unsettled weather conditions down through Jersey, down through Maryland, but when you get to Virginia, over in the central part of Virginia, you're going to find some freezing rain, some freezing drizzle, possibly some freezing fog. You're going to find fog down below it. You could find some snow flurries as the day gets a little cooler down through there and approaches sunrise, all the way down through the mountains into South Carolina. So be advised, there is some miserable weather down that way. 95 looks fine, but if you're over going up through the mountains on I-81, I-85, I-77, you're going to have some issues, if you will. By the way, it looks like as if you might have some ice toning in on Charlotte, North Carolina, right now, as well as up towards Asheville, up by 40. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, so don't forget, you can pull into the Pilot and Flying J on your travels across the highways and byways, and you can start earning points. You can start earning up to 4 points per gallon with just 6 fills. Now try that with 15 with the other guys. We're talking, of course, about joining the Drivers Club at the Pilot or Flying J. You can find the one nearest you simply by going to pilotflyingj.com, using their locations function. Join the Drivers Club, start earning points, use the My Rewards Plus app to track them, and you can get all kinds of other great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com.
By the way, we heard from another country here, and I'm going to read this to you. Captain, whole lot of love, 1969. I was just chilling and then found myself rocking my socks off to the music.
All right. Very cool. Has that effect.
Yes, it does. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Kyle.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Go check him out at kylewarrenshow.com. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. That's founderscode.com. Okay, we got us a bidding war going on for Joe Rogan.
And I'm seeing him crack here a little bit. I think he's kind of given in, and I'm not sure that I'm liking that. He's not kind of sticking to his guns, but we shall see where this goes. I think this is much ado about nothing, personally. But when it comes to, you know, having legitimate debate, legitimate questions, which is, you know, part of what we're supposed to do in discourse, regardless of the topic, that's what, you know, we're supposed to be doing. And yet, this White House apparently reached over to Spotify and had some influence there on censorship. So they removed, I think, 70 of his podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it looks like the CEO of Spotify has tried to stick to his guns, but nonetheless, they removed 70 podcasts.
Well, here's
now you got the government getting involved in the First Amendment in censorship.
Here's the deal with the money. We've got a bidding war going on now. Spotify is paying $100 million. That's not salary. That's not what Joe Rogan's going to get. It's part of what he's going to get. But they're also going to go through and create a platform for what it is that he does. In the meantime, the CEO of Rumble came forth and said, I will give you $100 to come to work, $100 million to come to work for me at Rumble.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not completely convinced I believe all of that. I don't know that Rumble has access to $100 million.
I don't think so either.
So I kind of challenge that whole thing.
So we got ourselves an interesting little deal going on right now, and I hear the music coming up, so hang in there. But anyway, to be continued, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, I get it. Nobody in the internet world that I know of is worth that kind of money, unless you want to talk about one of these big networks like iHeart or Salem, or maybe GCN, or maybe USA Radio. They might have it. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.